Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com.
Well, thank you, and for waiting for a second. What we're going to do is going to take another break and play a song from Blue Skies, and that's with Corpus Christi Choir in Corpus Christi. So let's take a break and listen to Blue Skies, and we'll be back with our guests. Well, welcome back to the program. That was Blue Skies by Corpus Christi Choir in Corpus Christi, Texas. Well, Heidi, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tim.
I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself. Our audience like to hear about the personal view, where the person is from and how the author constructed the book. So if you don't mind, just tell us about yourself and where you're from.
Sure. Well, I'm from Canada. And I actually studied art in Europe, so I'm coming from an artistic background.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sort of led me to reading books and investigating psychology and philosophy and meditation. And I came across a certain kind of meditation when I was about 26, which included breath awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been practicing it for myself, and it really made a difference in my artwork and my life and my relationships. And so when I had my daughter, I realized that this technique helps young people. And I had, there was opportunity to take her to different children's courses that taught breath awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And through doing that for about 10 years, I became completely inspired by how children respond to having time to sit quietly and focus on their breathing and feel much better. So by the time it was about 1997, I decided to create this program for schools, public schools, which was a challenge because usually meditation in public schools wasn't very welcome because it had so much to do with misconceptions about meditation.
Sure.
Or religion. But I sort of created a program that was called Attention Development for Children. So it was welcomed in schools because of the attention development problems in the 90s. It became quite apparent that children were having problems. And I did that for a few years. And then it seemed to attract quite a bit of attention, and I started getting a lot of letters and requests. I think about 150 letters came in asking more information about what I'm doing and how to do it. And I was a little, overwhelmed. How do I help all these people?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just sort of told them to go and learn themselves. But then eventually I decided that's not working, so I will put together a manual with all my experience and stories and instructions for children and instructions for the adult into a usable book. So I'm coming from an artistic background, but driven to help people with something that has helped me. So I created this book in the last 2 years. I've been writing it. It was a challenge because I'm not, a professional writer, but
mm-hmm.
I have, used good editors and have presented a fairly clear step-by-step program that can help adults learn the technique and then help children. And that's sort of my background.
Wow. So kind of tell us, what is breath awareness and the power of breath awareness for our audience?
Sure. Breath awareness is a meditation technique, though
mm-hmm.
it's very different from many techniques that are being practiced today. It doesn't use visualization. It doesn't use sounds. It doesn't use affirmations. It actually uses nothing but being aware of your incoming and outgoing breath. And being aware, not intellectually, but actually feeling the breath. So the whole technique, and it's so simple, yet I've written a fairly large book about it, is focusing the attention on just the small area below the nostrils, and feeling the breath as it's passing over that area, whether it's coming in and it's cooler or whether it's going out and it's warmer. And that's all the technique is. But what it does, it develops a part of your brain, the attention.
Mm-hmm.
It develops it really, really well. And that's one of the problems we have nowadays, is our attention is a little scattered and not very well developed. And especially in children, that they don't have time to develop attention because of the fast-paced technological world they live in. There's very little time given to developing that part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So this technique is different in that it's only being aware of breath. It's not a breathing technique. It's not changing your breath. It's just learning to be aware of what is happening with you right at the moment.
Kind of give us some examples about those particular techniques that a person would need in order to be effective with your program.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Kind of tell us some of the techniques in your book that a person can use that will gravitate them to be aware of the power, of their breathing.
Okay. Well, once they start, let's say you start with the program. It's a 10-step program, and you start with... the adults start with 20 minutes, which seems long, but you don't have to do 20 minutes. So what they will find is once they grasp the idea if they're just sitting calmly and focusing on the touch of breath, they are going to experience different stages of changing their physical environment. So that means their heart rate will start slowing down,
mm-hmm.
the blood pressure will start dropping a little, they will start feeling calmer. In other words, what they're experiencing, and this is the power of breath awareness, is the exact opposite of your general stress response. You're doing everything, and you're doing it at will. You're actually doing this to your body. It's changing your hormones, your neurotransmitters, so that you are feeling more calm and relaxed. And once you feel calm and relaxed through your own effort, all the stress responses seem to dissipate because you have nothing to fear, you have no
mm-hmm.
anxiety left, and you actually feel better. And then the power is that when you get up from your practice and you go about your daily affairs, you react differently to people. You're not on edge, you're not defensive, you are more open, you listen better, you're not sort of mulling things over in your mind and reacting to those things. So it happens very quickly. Even after the first session, you will notice those changes. And, of course, without stress, you will feel better, you'll be healthier, and all the other benefits from low stress will, yeah, that's the power, right? You feel
absolutely
feel better. So,
what do you think within society? I think this post-industrial age is just, we're just too busy to go back to our roots and discover our own selves, the power of meditation, just calming ourselves down and have a quiet space. Is TV and radio and all these other things are just really distracting us to the point that we're just losing it.
Yes, and I think we get addicted to this constant sensory stimulation. And I think addiction to computers is growing, addiction to gaming, growing with the children who have no experience to control it. And the addictions are actually becoming quite prominent in society. And to sit and be calm is very difficult for people. They immediately feel all the stress that is built up. They feel uncomfortable. They don't know where to focus their attention because, oh, what do I do now? It's all so quiet. Children, you know, I'm a substitute teacher, so I'll go into school now and again, and children can't do their work without their music on, and they actually say, I can't do my work, and they, you know, they argue with me that they need the music in the background, and this is becoming a condition.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we start incorporating quiet time in your life, I don't know where it will lead. I don't think anyone really knows where we're going with it. But I do believe that a balance is very important for society, because as long as we're connected with our inner peace, our society will reflect that inner peace. If we are not peaceful inside, our society will constantly be warring and fighting and manipulating and exploiting others. So I think peace begins within, and unless we establish it, we're going to live in an unpeaceful world, which is sad, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's a fact.
Okay. I've taught in the 90s, and I did see a trend, even when I did my own student teaching in 89, that through the course of the 80s and the 90s, even though I used to help at a high school, me and some middle schools, in the 80s, while I was still in college, before I finished. And I remember when I was a teenager, sometimes I come and help with the school. But I noticed that was a trend during the 80s as mothers go back to workplace and not giving that individual attention, and also dads as well, because our hours became longer, we were driven more. And all of a sudden, we start to slip. The kids are trying to, you know, they have to look at some other options because they didn't have that stimuli at home from their own parents. they started looking at video games was starting to become popular, more TV shows. Mm-hmm. Then it came to the beeper movement. Then it came to the cell phone movement, yeah, and so forth. And everybody just started getting addicted in their own different worlds. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that something as simple as breath control can calm a person down and get them to refocus their lives and to find out really what's important to their own health. These things that stimulate them, maybe it keeps their mind from being busy, but even bringing things down like we've been doing for centuries is amazing. Those simple techniques can bring blood pressure down, can keep you healthier, can do many, many benefits to a person than what it was before. In your experience as teaching, have you tried some of these techniques with, as you mentioned at the top of the hour, with some of the students? And once you get their attention, it's to get them to meditate because they got to really buy into it. How do you get them to buy into it or refocus that particular classroom to try this? Hey, let's take a breath, calm ourselves down. How do you, as a technique, to do that?
It's actually very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started the official program, I went through an application process where I would come in and explain to the children what breath awareness is, what they'll be experiencing, and how the what they'll be expected to do. And then the next step was to ask them if they wanted to join. And if they did, they had to fill out an application form. So it starts with a willingness to do the program. And many children, intuitively, because they're very intelligent, they just haven't got the skills yet, they're drawn to it because they think, yes, I want to be a master of my mind. I want to control my life. I want to feel good inside. So even as young as 8 and 9, they're drawn to it. If you explain it to them, you know, what they're going to be experiencing, then they choose to join, which is a huge step because generally children can't choose anything. They're expected to go to school. They're expected to do exams. They're expected to go to ballet class. They're expected to do so much. And suddenly someone is coming in and saying, you have the option here. Would you like to do this or not? It's up to you. So this is often takes them by surprise, and they're so excited about choosing something. And then they see their friends wanting to go, and, of course, there's this sort of reaction where, okay, and generally everybody wants to do it. And then once they've decided they want to do it, and I say it's hard work, and they say, okay, well, whatever, we'll try it. Then once we try it and they realize the benefit, because they feel instantly more calm, they feel more self-confident, they get insights about their own mind that they had no clue about before, they want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy. The hardest part of the teaching children breath awareness is that we, as adults and in the school system and parents, we do not make it a priority. There's never time for it. We don't say, okay, children, there's no math today. Today's we're doing something more important. We are going to study our mind through breath awareness. This is very important for your life. And make it something that is part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And children would definitely go along with you. But children doing it on their own, they're just too young to do it. They're more attracted to the video games. So it's very easy. It's just up to the adults to incorporate it into their life.
Wow. What do you think as a nation that we're headed, that we have all the stimuli and we're not understanding the power of breath awareness?
I think if we don't come to our center, and there are many techniques, you know,
mm-hmm.
of meditation and reflection that help us center, and there are huge movements on yoga and meditation now, which are all working to counterbalance where we the direction we're heading. I think it's will be a disaster if we don't reconnect with our inner selves, because we become indifferent to the pain of others. We are distracted. We don't find purpose in life. We will then suffer more depression. Relationships will fall apart. we won't be able to have the sort of mastery to bring up children and stay. You know, it takes a lot of work to be a parent, and it takes inner focus. So I think we'll just sort of fall apart, which is really an unhealthy, unhappy situation. And maybe if we go too far, we will, you know, we have a survival instinct. We may then, you know, come back to ourselves. But I don't know where it's headed. It's hard to say. I just see it in masses now. You know, the children in schools, they're all, you know, clinging to their cell phones as if it's the, you know, they would die if they didn't have their cell phone and their friends. And it's it is a bit scary.
Mhm. Wow. And I guess to leave us with, within your book, kind of summarize everything all in one phrase. How will you actually tell your people who are looking at your book what to expect, and if this is a new medium for them, how can they adapt to it?
Well, if someone is interested in breath awareness or meditation or mm-hmm. learning a technique, the book first offers the simplest technique that I have ever come across and the most powerful that I've experienced. So the book will teach them how to do this technique. Even if they don't want to help children or teach others, that's, the book can be used just for the adult who wants to learn to calm down and learn a meditation technique. The second thing it will do is teach a person who has gone through the 10 steps and learned the technique how to teach children, whether it's their own child in their home or if it's their classroom or if they wanted to start a program in the community. It gives step-by-step instructions to how to do it so they can be successful, what to be careful with, the steps to take, like the application process,
mm-hmm.
and includes stories for children. There's about 7 stories that work well once the children start the technique. The stories help younger children understand the technique. And then it also has a section with questions and answers so that if children are questioning the technique or questioning things, it gives you a guide.
Hmm.
So it's sort of a 2 or 3-in-1 book. It teaches you the technique, it teaches you how to teach the technique, and it gives a read aloud script for working with children, which is also a guide. So once you learn the technique, you won't need the script, but it's good to have something to just to make sure you're not misleading the children. Because there's so many meditation techniques that you might start mixing one with the other and they won't be as effective. So the book really keeps you on track, teaches you the exact technique, and answers all your questions. And then at the end of the book, there's a research section, which I compiled a broad sort of general section which supports breath awareness, scientifically supports it, so you know this isn't sort of, you know, a fantasy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But many researchers are using breath awareness in their research studies, which is great because then you can, oh yeah, so if you do it for 6 weeks, they actually can measure your change in your gray matter and your drop in blood pressure and things like that. And so you have the backing, because if you do teach children, the parents are going to want to know where it's coming from, and you
mm-hmm.
have supportive material, which, if you go online, keeps changing every day. They come up with new studies.
Wow. So they do have independent studies, which we are, with meditation itself, everybody knows about the benefits of that, but they have actually studied breath control, and just on breath control itself, that they can kind of use as a reference if they need it.
Yeah, and probably the word breath control is more for a breathing technique. This
okay.
is
breath awareness, okay.
Which is actually completely not controlling it. It's just observing
wow.
how you're in the moment. That's a huge factor of this technique. So learning to be objective while things are going, you know, if your breath is shallow, you're objectively observing it. You're not changing it. If it's really deep, you're just observing it. You're not breathing deeply. You're just seeing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to observe yourself objectively is something that we are not training in our youth or in ourselves, and that is the key to that's the key to the power of breath awareness, is to learn to observe things as they are and not react to them. And this spills over into your everyday life. So when people are shouting at you or angry with you, you can actually stop, observe what's going on, observe how their anger is affecting you at a physical level.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're observing yourself at a physical level, you actually you're not reacting to the other person. You're self-aware, and through that, your reactions change, and you can, oh, their words are angry, and it's affecting me. But you're not reacting. So this is a key thing, that a skill that you develop through practicing breath awareness.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. Well, where can we find your book? You're a self-published author. Is it available on places like Amazon? Or
It's everywhere. If you type in Calm Focus Joy, it comes up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's distributed by the biggest distributors in the States. With our publishing technology, self-publishers now can become connected with world distribution. It's really amazing, because I've been publishing before, but not with this new technology, and I'm thrilled with it. And the reason I wanted to self-publish is eventually, and this will happen probably within the next month or two,
mm-hmm.
I would like to put my book online for free so that people can, you know, use Kindle or use it, and or look at it and see if it's something that they're interested in. Because I was taught the technique for free, I'd like to also give it back to the people for free and keep that spirit in giving.
Of giving.
You know, the technique.
Wow. Well, that's a really amazing. When you decided to become a self-published author, was it an easy process in publishing a book and getting it on Amazon, or?
Actually, it was easy.
Okay.
Amazingly easy, with the click of a button. And I know about publishing and book designing and all this from I'm a photographer by
mm-hmm.
trade, and I learned about a lot of things to do with books. But nowadays, anyone who has something they want to write about and put it in a book form to share it with others, it is so easy. It's like a click of the mouse, and you can self-publish and be connected with distributors worldwide. It, you know, it takes a little bit of, it's a learning curve for, you know, I had to go through a lot of, like, how do you do this program? How do you send this in?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, it is so amazing that anyone, anywhere can write a book. And I did my book design on Word, so I didn't hire anyone to design it. I designed it in Word. I use Lightning Source, which is a huge printer in the States that is connected with Ingram and the big distributors around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I set myself up as a publisher, and I presented myself as a publisher, and you know, the book is out. Within 2 weeks, it was everywhere, and it's being already sold, which is funny because it only came out 2 weeks ago. Even used copies are sold. So there's a system on the internet where as soon as you publish something within the right sort of circle or system, there's this network of people wanting to sell your book everywhere. It's half price at Barnes & Noble, and then there are copies for $81 somewhere else. Like, you know, it sells for maybe now $11 or $12 somewhere. So it's almost too much. Like, it's almost too fast because I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's out there, and all you do is look for Calm Focus Joy, and there it is.
Wow. Well, again, I really appreciate you coming on the program and your Again, you can get your book on Amazon. You can get through a lot of other book channels. But thank you for coming on to the program and being our guest. And tell us about your book.
I really am happy, and thank you for letting me talk to your audience about something that I really hope helps them and their children.
Well, I wish you the best, and good luck on your other project. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This has been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody have a great day, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.